Sai's glory, his divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Om Shri Sai Ram. Let's begin by offering ourselves at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, the voice, the ears, the heart and soul of Radio Sai. Sai Ram and good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. You are tuned to our Asia stream, which is coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. My name is Karuna and it's my privilege to host this section called Morning Glory. It's a sunny Thursday morning here in the ashram. It's 9:40 a.m. and today is the 24th of September, 2015. The current temperature outside the Radio Sai studios right now is 26 degrees Celsius and we are expecting midday highs of 34 Celsius later on and also some clouding and rain activity. Overnight low of a comfortable 22 degrees Celsius. The weather forecast for the Divine Valley is calling for clouds and rain over the next 3 days, which in fact would be really nice as it keeps our plants and trees well hydrated and the soil nicely moistened. Our water table under the earth needs continuous rains to maintain decent levels that we are going to be needing in the coming months, this being the 90th year of the Divine Advent. Now, just before Morning Glory came on air, we hope you enjoyed the Vedam and the Bhajan, which was aired live in real time from the Sai Kulwant Hall right here in Prashanthi Nilayam. We are now back to the studio and as we speak, thousands of devotees in the Sai Kulwant Hall are gently moving up in the line to pray at the holiest of shrines on the face of this planet. One that responds to every prayer, every sigh, every worry. The living, breathing, Maha Sannidhi of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. So let's start off Morning Glory by mentally bowing to the glory of the Maha Sannidhi and offering the following prayer to Bhagwan. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy, peaceful and loving. May the unconditional love of God permeate every cell of every form of life on this planet and across the universe. May all beings, two-legged, four-legged, finned, winged, creepy crawlers, and leafy trees, Mother Earth, and all that is within her, above her surface, the rivers, the oceans, the mountains, all life forms residing in them, the sky, the air, the wind, let the divine light and love envelop all creation and ooze peace and divine love from within each of these life forms. Let all thought forms in the universe be peaceful and loving right now and hereafter. Dear brothers and sisters, let's take a moment to visualize the divine light of God in our hearts and let it spread to embrace all these life forms on our planet and then to the rest of the universe and beyond. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. Peace, peace, peace. With that prayer placed at the altar of God, it is now time for me to make some amends. Last Thursday, I forgot to play part 2 of Learning with Love with Mr. Radhakrishnan Nair of the Sai University. Actually, what I did, I played part 1 the week prior and I did not realize that part 2 was pending. It is entirely my oversight and I apologize for it profusely. And to make up, I will play that first on Morning Glory today. So, dear listeners, Coming up, part 2 of Learning with Love with Mr. Nair, conducted by my colleague Mr. Bishu Prishti. This will be followed by a musical treat for you, and then part 2 of Dr. Bala's interview. Again, this interview is hosted by Radio Sai's Bishu. And sisters and brothers, might I remind you that your feedback means the world to us. We welcome it as Swami's feedback to our efforts. So please go ahead and mail us your thoughts about today's program. As always, you can reach us by sending us an email at the following address, listener@radiosai.org. And before I bid you Sai Ram, just a friendly reminder that under the special series, Sai's Three Shakti this month, we have a story from the alumni of Baba's Uti and Prashantanilayam schools. And this features several eminent ladies whose contributions to the Sai mission are unmistakable. They include the mother from Uti school, the late Mrs. Amar Kumari Verma, our very own warden auntie, Mrs. Prem Bahal, kitchen auntie, Mrs. Indu Singh, and headmistress auntie, Ms. Muni Kaul. You can find this story on our Facebook page and also on our homepage, radiosai.org, under the Sai Stri Shakti series. This month's story is titled Mother's Divine. And now please enjoy the show, and I hope through the rest of this Saisam awesome day, you will continue to pray for the well-being of all beings in all the worlds. Jai Sai Ram, and happy listening.
May I ask you to share some of your experiments with love in the corporate world?
Okay, I'll try, because you know, the way the fundamental experiment that I do every time I do anything in the corporate world is to make my team feel loved. That's the fundament, that's where it all starts. Because what happens is, in most organizations, hierarchy becomes very important. So if hierarchy becomes very important, automatically the boss is seen as somebody one needs to be frightened of or distanced from. But when I work in the companies, I have experienced or experimented with changing those, those ways of thinking. So I say, okay, let's do everything together. Let's be, you know, like in one of the companies, I said, okay, let's play basketball together. So one day I remember a lot of people got hurt. Because I like basketball. I called my entire department to come, and some of them came with, obviously they had played for the first time. But the fact is that we had a lot of fun. And fun of being with each other, fun of just caring for each other. So that's where it all starts. But I must say that when one experiences, when you do these things, you cannot do it with the intention of seeing benefits. You do it because you like it. You do it because you believe love is the ultimate force. Because many a times I have noticed, when I do it, it's not that there is any reciprocation which is happening. And I'm quite okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I expect reciprocation, then I will not do it. I remember once I had a very interesting experience with one of my superiors, where I was trying to explain to him this concept of love. And I used a Hindu mythological story to a Britisher. As I was telling him the story, I could see that the person had not understood anything of what I had said. And he was possibly looking at me as if, you know, what's wrong with this guy? But I realized that for me, that was a story which was to be told to myself, not to him. Fortunately, I was telling it to him. He went away with some views, and I was okay with that. So they were, as I say, you know, when you experiment with these things, when you love people, you just love. And when you love in a corporate world, the chances are that you will get hurt.
Yes.
And that's fun. Because the fun of getting hurt is the beauty about love. Because you become closer and closer and closer to Swami the more you hurt in the world. it's such a beautiful thing.
This is interesting. The more you get hurt by the world, the more you find yourself attached to the divine.
He is so... he kind of hugs you up, you know, he hugs you so tightly because he's so happy. He's happy that somebody is just obeying what he is saying without paying any attention to what's happening to his physical self. I guess that these are all, you know, afterthoughts, but I never thought this way when I did it.
But this is really a huge blessing that, you know, it came naturally to you in some sense, thanks to your upbringing and thanks to Bhagwan's grace, that, you know, you were so convinced about living a life of sharing love.
I couldn't put it better. Yes, I'm completely blessed on that count.
I remember talking to a classmate of mine who has now become an entrepreneur, and I am also someone who really believes in this, in the workplace, at home, everywhere. And so I was telling him, you know, that we can actually get more performance out of our team through love, and, you know, in the outside world also it will work. I have not experimented so much in the outside world. But this brother said, you know what, it doesn't really work so easily outside. Outside people are utterly selfish, people are generally very selfish. Mm-hmm. And if you try to be very nice to them, you will actually be, on most occasions, be taken advantage of. People are, they work because, you know, they are paid. So everything is looked at in that manner. So sometimes, in fact, if you're too nice to them, and, you know, if you are overtly, you express your love for them, they will actually take you for a ride. What are your thoughts on this?
Actually, you're right. It's but as I said, it's fun to be taken for a ride. Because the interesting thing is, Swami gives you the capability of realizing that somebody is going to take you for a ride. And still you love, you know, because you love, because it's not because you're not loving as a process. It is a flow. You can do nothing about it. It just flows. Yes, somebody does not appreciate it. That's not my problem. That's his problem. As far as I'm concerned, what happens? See, when I look at it, there is a larger purpose for my life. My purpose of my life is not to become the head of HR for Tata Steel or to become the global head of HR of some other company. That happens to be a path which Swami has given me to go through. And in that process, he's made me look good. I'm sure it's, if I was to claim that I succeeded, that would be the most stupidest claim I would ever make. He succeeded and he gave me the credit. So many things happen in life. When people look at careers, they say, wow. But in reality, that was not the purpose why I was there. There was a larger purpose, and that purpose was to get back to where I came from. And people say, oh, that's all a lot of philosophy. So, you know, philosophy can be talked about, but that's about it. I say, how can you talk about philosophy? If you believe in philosophy, it has to be lived. You have to realize you have to always remember that there is a purpose, and that purpose is to be back to where you were. And to go back, you have to become as you were always. And that is, there's only one thing, at least I am completely convinced that I am, and I'm sure that is true for every one of us, we are unsullied love. And if that is what we are, then it automatically flows. You are not doing anything. People just experience it. If some people don't like it, it's like, you know, when water flows, some people put their feet in. If they don't like it, they pull it back. If they like it, they leave it there. I can't.
Wow, that's amazing. Like, I'm reminded of two thoughts. I remember when I was in the hostel, there was this classmate, a brother, who every time he would walk in the corridor, he would wish everyone. If there are 10 boys coming, he would tell Sairam, Sairam Vishu, Sairam Pradeep, Sairam Rakesh. He would do that. Every time he would do that. You know, and I would see, like, 60%, 70% of the time, guys are not responding. because each one is busy in their own thing. You know, this guy just loves to wish, and he will do it with the same enthusiasm with everyone. Like he's hurrying for lunch. He'll have the plate, but he would tell that to every person. And I used to think, you know, why does he do it? People are not even acknowledging it. But for him, it was, as you mentioned, you know, it didn't matter to him whether people are acknowledging. He just did it because he just liked to do it. And he always did it with the same intensity, with the same vigor. And it really reminds me of Yudhishthira, where, you know, when he was asked, you know, why is he so particular about dharma? Because in Draupadi, he asks, you know, what has dharma done to us, you know, especially after all that losing the game of dice, and, you know, they are suffering in the forest and all that. So at that time, Draupadi and all the other brothers, they are really questioning his practicing of dharma. What has ultimately dharma given to them? And but there Yudhishthira just says that I follow dharma because I follow dharma because I just cannot do otherwise.
actually he, if I was to think of that answer, I would say I follow dharma because I am dharma. I don't have a choice.
Yes.
You know, if I have, it's, yes, if that's some, yes, it's, if I have, by Swami's grace, if somebody's been able to reach up to that understanding, then it's only His grace which is, yes, letting that thing flow. But I must, however, mention there are good days and bad days in life. And there are days when you forget the lessons. It's not that, you know, I don't want anybody to believe that I am holier than thou. I'm not. There are days when I've lost connect. You see, it's a matter of either living in the connect or losing the connect.
Right.
So there are, it's not that I might be 60% or 70 or 80 or 90% disconnected, but I'm quite happy with that 10% because that rejuvenates me.
They say every time you love, every time you are expressing kindness, you increase the vibration of the universe.
Yeah, I'm sure. Actually, you know, the interesting thing, and I keep looking at, there's so many people I've met who are so capable of, you know, talking about these things and doing, you know, talking it with so much of knowledge. And I, at times I used to feel a little, should I say, jealous of those people. Today I feel, in some sense, I feel that by Swami's grace, I am so lucky that I am dumb. Because if I am dumb, then whatever happens, just happens. I don't have to plan and do it. It just flows. I mean, if I have to plan and do many things, then I would be possibly doing it with a lot of calculations. And, you know, not having a capability of calculating is Swami's, is the grace that only Swami can give. Sometimes I used to tell people the biggest handicap that the human being has today is intelligence.
And when you think you have intelligence,
that makes it worse.
Makes it worse.
And so I have heard Swami has at some point in time said, spiritual arrogance is the worst kind of sorts. I don't understand. I mean, I guess
when you are on the path of spirituality and then you think I am spiritual,
Then it becomes a...
Yeah, you're already not spiritual. Anyway, so, sir, can I now ask you, you know, what were you, when you started working, and what were you, by the time you had done 30 years of your experiments with love?
Okay, when I started working, I still remember, I used to feel, that was my first job, I remember, I used to feel that, you know, I am superior to others. Because where I was working at that point in time, I was a professionally qualified person. You know, so I had come from a place called XLRI, so I used to feel I've got a chip on my shoulder. So I used to get beaten up quite a bit. I was quite, no, and now I realize how fortunate I was that I was getting beaten up so badly at times. But at the same time, while that was happening, I used to experience love with people. You know, like for example, in that place, I would go in the evening. I was a youngster, so I used to go and get into the basketball court because it was a colony. And I would have all the children of our employees coming and playing. And we used to, and they would want to know about careers, they would want to know, because that's a small town that I used to work. They wouldn't know much about how to apply for what and all that. And just that relationship with those children made me, you know, it made me feel so good that, and I'm of some use to somebody.
Yes.
It was not that, and I wouldn't say that it was anything spiritual. It was not, at that point, frankly, let me tell you, I never thought so much about love and all that. Just whatever was happening was happening. But in the office space, there was this thing about, you know, I am somebody. Till actually I started understanding what Swami was doing with me, I kept trying to be somebody. Even later on, as I said, there are good days and there are bad days. There are days when you get disconnected. When you're disconnected, you start feeling you have to do, you have to prove a point, you have to do many things. And the moment you get connected, everything starts happening, but you realize you have nothing to do with it. Things will keep happening.
Yes.
You just have to be present. As when I came here, I remember one of my Sai brothers just said something very simple. He said, you know, and I mentioned to him, look, I have never taught, I have never been anything, you know, in the academic field, and I'm coming here. So he said something very simple. He said, you know, you must realize that Swami doesn't need your capability. He just needs your availability. Wow. And when he said that, it sunk. It made me realize that, you know, I don't have to be bothered about whether I will succeed or fail or anything. Success and failure is something Swami will manage. But interestingly, coming here, you know, especially specific to that question of how I landed here, towards the end of 2013, or middle of 2013, something was telling me that I've done so many years in corporate world and I'm more or less doing something similar every time. So let me now work as a consultant and, you know, advise people, companies on...
Even now the head of HR in...
I was in Federal Bank. I just joined Federal Bank a year earlier.
As the
head of HR.
Head of HR.
Yeah. And I had a very good boss, actually. He's, you know, he's a very nice man. Sometimes I feel bad that I ditched him, but I can blame Swami for it. So, what happened is I decided, my mind was saying this, and so I was, before I told my boss, I just sent a one-liner to the registrar here saying that I'm planning to do this. Can I be of any use to the university? And as, you know, and I have...
So how did that thought just came?
Out of
the blue.
Out of the blue, I said, okay, let me write to the university and see whether I can, because my mind has always been with the children. Actually, what had happened is, after Mr. Tata came here in 2009 or so,
yes,
we as a group had opportunities to come here from the Tata, from the group companies. So I, first visit, I remember, I had come from Tata Steel, and I had been specifically chosen because they knew that I had a connect here, and I think that time my son was studying here. So I came along with that group of people, and every time I used to come, I used to find the boys out here, they're so eager to learn something, they're so eager to hear things. So I used to always be I'd become kind of what I would call the universal uncle. So everybody would, and even now, the other day I remember when one of the students was going out, I said, I'm so happy you were going out because now you can call me uncle again. So I had become the universal and I'm very happy about it. I just realized how much I love that experience. And so when this thought came that I must start getting into consultancy, one thing was that if I'm in Kerala, I can be useful to many universities, many small colleges and all, because they're, you know, they have colleges, but they don't have the kind of support that they need. But as a first step, I said, let me check if university has any use for me. And as luck would have it, the whole thing got trapped in a couple of, maybe a month or so. And actually my boss refused to let me go. You know, so I had a problem because my boss said, you know, no, you can go next year. Then he also used, you know, his other friends to try and cajole me. Then I explained to him that, you know, this is Swami's gift. His, fortunately, some of his family is devotees. So he understood this issue. And finally, it's only sometime in November, December that he took it to the board, because you need board approval for these things, you know, movement of these people. And that happened. And once I came here, I was quite happy sitting in one, that corner room upstairs, you know, where Kumar Bhaskar sir used. I have, frankly, after 30 years of corporate world, you don't have any ambitions for positions and seats and all that. I guess, even now, I can only see that as Swami's hand, that suddenly they say, will you take over this role?
So you actually joined in the Department of Management Studies.
As a prof, I joined. I didn't know what I would teach because teaching is good to take a short training session, 1 week or 10 days. Teaching for 3 months to 6 months is not the easiest of things. And right now, as I say, I was telling the registrar, I'm struggling with correcting answer sheets. That's quite a lot of work. Everything kind of happened in a miraculous way.
Yes.
And suddenly I found myself being called a position which...
So how has this experience been trying to... Now we have so much opportunity to interact with the students and on a day-to-day basis. And perhaps all the learning of dealing with people and all your experiments with love that you had done elsewhere. Now you have the opportunity to practice it in a completely different environment. Can I say it's a different environment?
Frankly, it's not a different environment. It is an academic environment.
Yes.
But the people that you will interact with are people wherever you go. So,
yes.
Even in this environment, there are ambitious people.
Yes.
There are genuine seekers. There are, in some sense, spiritually intellectual people. You know, that they're different breed of people.
Correct.
And then there are my children.
Yes.
You know, everything else becomes completely irrelevant the moment I am with my children. It is an experience which, I mean, it's just an experience. It's impossible to experience. Now I realize when people used to say that Swami loved his children, now I realize what it could have meant.
Perhaps it also gives us a feel of why Swami spent so much of his time with the students. I think if you see the way Bhagwan's mission also has progressed, he gave the first attention to this aspect of his mission, the education mission. And today when you see, actually the human resource that he created in the education mission, right from the time he started the Anandpur College or even before that, much before that actually. It is these students who have now filled up the various other missions of Bhagwan, be it the hospital, be it the Vidyavahini or, you know, the Balvikas. Everything was sort of an offshoot of the education mission. And so Swami started this first. And the most interesting thing is, which I always felt, is as different projects came up, you know, Swami would give those projects his attention. For example, the hospital came in the first year, he would give it a lot of attention. When the water project happened in 95, you know, he did not go anywhere that summer vacation. And he stayed put, he made so many trips in helicopters to see the work going on, etc., etc. So whenever any project came up, he would give them their due attention during the initial stages. And then, you know, they would go on their own. And just like, you know, once the little one has become a toddler and a teenager, then he can take care of himself. But this education mission is something which I have always felt always got someone's attention full time.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And there are always fresh batch of students. And even though Swami's time available became less, and as his physical condition also towards the fag end became not so pleasant, even then the lion's share of the time available was always for the students. Even if he was coming out for 2 hours in the whole day, those 2 hours were with the students.
Yeah,
it was always
absolutely,
like that.
Absolutely,
this mission always was the one which got its maximum attention, and now in some sense you are able to relate to it.
Why I find it at times, you know, it's It is, you know, I on the last day of college, when they asked me to make a speech because I happened to be in that position, I find it so difficult because, you know, sending your children away.
Yes. It's very difficult. Now, may I ask you, now that you also have a formal position here and you have to take a lot of decisions regarding the running of the campus in Krishnantinilayam, how do you get these instructions from Swami? Is there any particular formula that you follow? How do you connect with Swami to know that, yeah, this is what I should be doing today, or this is the decision that I know, yes, this is how Swami wants me to do? Is there any formula that you follow? Are there any guidelines that help you make decisions?
Okay, I can only say one thing. Swami has given me one fundamental direction. And I won't get into how and all that, but I would just say he's told me in so many words, I'm giving you position, I'm giving you whatever position I'm giving you, and whatever you're thinking, you are on the right direction. Don't be frightened of anything. Take your decision and move on. I will always take care. He said this in so many words to me. I have experienced that saying of his. So I have many a times I still fumble in my own thinking as to is this right or is that right, and sometimes, you know, I have a dilemma because there are situations where there could be a conflict, there could be difference of opinion.
Yes.
I realize that once Swami has told me you are on the right path, you just have to go on the right path. It needs patience.
This is a guidance from within.
This is guidance from within. And it needs patience. Only thing Swami has said is, all in good time.
Yes.
You keep doing it, you keep at it. It's like, you know, you keep hammering at that, you know, with your chisel. When it will break is my decision.
Yes.
But you hammer. Somebody else has hammered earlier. And by the way, I don't think I'm doing anything unique. I'm just carrying on a mission which seniors, elders, whether earlier vice chancellors, earlier directors, earlier principals, whoever they were, whatever they were called, they all carried that mission. Now the mission, the ball is in my hand for now. And he's doing it. I mean, I keep getting, you know, fortunately, I realize that I can have light conversations with Swami. So I have a photograph of Swami. And I keep, it's a huge photograph in my office. And every time I'm in a bit of a dilemma, I look at him and, you know, say a few things, have cut a few jokes with him. Between him and me, you know, that's the only way I can relate, because you people were lucky to have direct conversations. But my direct conversation is as direct as it could be in this manner. But he gives me, there's always internal guidance I'm getting. Every minute I'm getting internal guidance.
Wow. In fact, on one occasion, Swami said that the unseen Swami is actually much, much more powerful than the seen Swami. And yeah. Swami, that's why he urged all of us to always go within.
Actually, the power is the love. You know, it's such a powerful thing. Love itself is the power.
Absolutely. Now, coming to brass tacks, if you can just share with our listeners some of the recent initiatives of the campus in the last 1 year or so. One academic year is now winding up. So maybe you can share some of the different projects and the different activities that the boys in the Prashantam campus have undertaken, and which, you know, for you also, having come here, and I think all this was something would have been a new experience.
Absolutely.
And you would have also perhaps felt very heartened by certain developments in the campus.
You know, one thing I must admit, there has been no dramatic thing that has happened. When I talk to students, the specific to my relationship with them, they just feel the fact that there is a relationship going that they are happy about. That is one part of it. A couple of things that we tried to do, and I must admit that we've not as yet succeeded, because these are not initiatives which succeed in 1 year or less. Because it's not, while I have been in that place for 1 year, almost 6 months, I was still trying to understand what is it that I have to do. And I always found there's so many administrative things that I was messing up with. So I used to keep getting, somebody advising me on how to do this or how to do that. One other thing we started, and I think it worked well, but I have not evaluated it, because it's not, if I evaluate it, then it gets into judgment mode. It was the mentorship program, which had started some years back. It's not that it started now, but there was a feeling that, it had died a natural death of sorts. So this time, one of the things that we did, made an effort at, was to make mentorship voluntary. Earlier, it seems, our system was that everybody must have a mentor, and everybody should be a mentor or things like that. So we'd said, let's ask for volunteers. So some people came as volunteers to be mentors. And even amongst the students, we said, you please volunteer as to who needs a mentor. Everybody doesn't seem to, just to make him, you can't run after a student and say, please, I want to be your mentor, or, you can't. So fortunately, around 125 or 130 students of, wanted mentoring. And we were around 25 teachers. I would not say it is a success, but I would say I've heard some students feel very good about it. Some students, and I told the students one thing, mentorship is, being a voluntary activity, is on a demand pull basis. Do not expect the teachers to come, because it's not no use getting the teachers to meet the student compulsorily and then fill up forms saying that I have met the student. I said that's not the intention of this process. The process is, as a student, you have a problem, you have yourself identified a mentor. Most of the time, I even said, students decide who they want to be mentor. Most of them got their mentors, except for a few. So all of them had to just go and pour out whenever they wanted to pour out, or have a conversation on career and things. I found last 1 year a lot of teachers also feeling very proud of the fact that they were playing a role. And I'm sure this is not new, and they might be playing even earlier. But this is a process I felt good that, I've seen in the corporate world also, if it is done well, it works.
Yes.
So that's one. Another initiative which we tried, we said we teach TQM a lot, Total Quality Management, but do we practice TQM in our campus? So then we created a small group of young teachers. There was a lot of enthusiasm. Yes. See, there is a lot of enthusiasm. At the same time, there is a lot of criticism on various things. That's part of our, as I said, this place is not any different from any other place. If I thought that I was running away from the corporate world and being in a comfortable cocoon of ashram world, I knew that that's not the reality, and that shouldn't be the reality, because if you try to run away and come here, then you're not, actually your karmas are not completed. So I experience the same kind of people. There are some people who are well behaved, there are some people who may not be so well behaved because of their life experiences. I mean, one can blame anybody, but if somebody experiences me as loving, it's because I've been given love by God. I'm not loving by my nature. If I was in a very other, in some other situation, I may not have been like this. Because God played his role in making me what I am become, I'm like this. Some teachers may have had some experiences based on which they behave in a particular manner, and that's okay. So, Swami is teaching me many things. In this process of the last 1 year, I'm also learning that everything is okay. And the thing that Swami says, time and again is, do you think I make mistakes? So if he doesn't make mistakes, then how can anything be not okay? There will be a good, well-behaved, there will be a Danav, there will be a Manav. There will be a...
Everything is a function of time.
It'll all be there. That's all part of it. The last 1 year, these couple of initiatives, one initiative which I must give a lot of credit to our Dr. Sai Giridhar, who's the deputy director, is our campus cleaning program. A lot of students, they get so enthused in cleaning up our campus. See, it may appear trivial, but these are all things which make that place look
yes
what it is.
Absolutely.
So I don't, as I you can make out, there nothing very great, nothing great has happened. But whatever has happened has given me joy. Maybe some more people also.
But I think many times it may not be easy to put a value or quantitatively say some things. But I think all these initiatives are more in the nature of building that atmosphere of love and binding.
Absolutely.
Everyone.
Absolutely.
Into one wavelength. And I think that is what is the strength, and that I think that is the legacy that, you know, that has to be strengthened. That is the culture of the organization that has to be strengthened. And
absolutely.
Then, you know, Bhagwan's mission as usual will go on. And I think as Bhagwan said, and you know, all the elders keep saying, you don't have to do anything dramatic. Whatever Bhagwan has done, if it just goes on,
that's good enough.
Yeah, that's good enough. And it's really wonderful that Bhagwan, in his infinite mercy, has picked you and given all his blossoms for you, under your care. It was really beautiful talking to you, sir, and I know it's been 1 hour, so we'll pause for now, but this is definitely only a pause, and whenever you have time again, maybe you could share more about these experiments of love, because I think this is something that you must share, and this is something that is so much needed. Many times, you know, we try to do these experiments and we face some roadblocks and we get disheartened, and that's when, you know, a different kind of conditioning happens when it comes to even motivating people, when it comes to getting things done, and that we know is the ultimately the only force of the universe. I mean,
yeah,
that the finest emotion of the universe, the finest power of the universe, but making it work sometimes can be challenging.
Very challenging.
And this is something that you have done a lot of experiments with. So I think I just hope that we'll get more opportunities where you can come and share more about these instances. My experiments with love, you should share about this.
Sure, Bishwa. I'm actually, as I said earlier, I'm grateful. And as I said, I'm honored that I have been chosen to come here. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Saira.
Days after I've been going back and forth to work, one day he calls me right across the South Indian canteen. There is accommodation office, and between the two places on the street, Swami is walking with a few more people. That's how it used to be. Swami was not coming in the car or anything, just walking and few people around him. Then he saw me going, "Hey, come." So I go quietly stand. This is after, you know, he appointed and I'm working already for the... So, where did you go yesterday? I am totally confused, and Swami, "Hey, you went by rickshaw." "Yes, Swami." "Where did you go by rickshaw yesterday?" "Swami, I went to the hostel, Swami, to see the warden." "Yes. Why did you go by rickshaw?" His question was that. "Why did you go by rickshaw?" And Swami, it is uphill with the heart problem. "Huh? You shouldn't go by rickshaw. You know how many cars Swami has?" Swami suddenly gets very mad. "You know how many cars Swami has right here? 8 cars. Do I need 8 cars?" I didn't say anything. "You take one car and you drive. Don't go by rickshaw." He was really like very angry at me. So I had taken a rickshaw to go to the school, to get the list of the donors. That's why I meant.
To the hostel.
Not even to the hospital, to the hostel.
Hostel, yeah.
Because there are, you know, the warden said there is a list of donors you want to have. Yes, that will be very handy for me. So I will use it, you know, to whom to call, which group. So they were all, everybody was helping me very much, no doubt about that. Here Swami is shouting at me for not going by a rickshaw, and I have so many cars. Then somebody next to, I forget who, I cannot remember now, was saying, Swami, in States it's all left-hand drive, Swami, here is right-hand drive. He gets so mad at him. What left-hand drive, what right-hand drive? All same drive. You take the car and drive. Go. So after that I couldn't, I didn't know what to say. Slowly I'm going to my room. And it was near the radio side. Thing in that side, yeah. Our rooms were given, and I go there and I said, Swami is saying this thing and I cannot go by rickshaw. How are we going to? This is much before the, I think it would be about 8th, 10th or 11th, something like that, one of the days. So how am I going to do? So I go there to my room. Even before I enter my room, there is a gentleman holding a key for Swami's Maruti car.
Oh.
It will take maybe about maximum 5 minutes from that place behind the round building. So even before that, there is a car waiting for me. So, my God. So he hands over the key. Swami, here I'm thinking, Swami, you are so efficient, so prompt, so caring, compassionate. But how am I going to drive this? Because I was not ready to drive any car in India. Somebody comes and touches my shoulder. It was my brother from Pondicherry. You know, he comes and is a very good driver. He said, I took a few weeks. I heard, like, you're going to be here, so I'm going to stay here. I said, oh my God, thank you so much. I gave the key to him. Can you drive Maruti? Oh, sure. Oh, no. Are you kidding? This is Swami's car. Are you making joke of it? No, Swami gave this key. We are supposed to use this car. And the person who gave me the key instructs me, this is only for my use and please not to give it to anybody else. That's the instruction from Swami. I said yes, and he gave the key. And since then, no matter where we go, people be thinking Swami is there in that car. So I used to get unusual and it's the attention because of that. He really took care of, very good care of me. And even while my confusion was solved somewhat, we are not the doers. He is the doers. And he's trying to give everybody some experience. And I'm not the greatest doctor for Hindu. He uses anybody as an instrument. He teaches a lesson. It's a great lesson I had during the...
Wow.
You know,
this happened before the hospital inauguration or after?
Which one?
The car episode.
Car episode is in between. I came on November 2nd. There was 8 or so. I asked Swami's permission to go to Pondicherry and bring some technicians. No, there are so many technicians here. He was saying, Swami, it's a Deepavali celebration. There is a holiday and they're not working. So I can quickly go to Pondicherry and bring from Jipmer some technicians. Okay, you can meet your parents also.
Wow.
Swami says, no, my car. So there is an alternative motive, you know, can go for Diwali. But he says, well, you can go, come, so. Something like that, like a father telling. Amazing. So that's the time. I got so many times fooled by Swami. So, and I'm thinking one way, then you're thinking, and then I had a slap sometime and all that. It was all nice lesson he was giving. The very first day of the interview, when he appointed me as a consultant officer, whatever he called at the time. So I'll be in charge of the lab. That's what he told me. So everything is over. He talked to me for a long time, explained everything, and he answered all my questions. So everybody is left. So I'm the last one to leave the interview room. Then he calls me, which hospital you want to work? And Swami, we talked about super speciality. Super speciality is a big hospital. Swami, so the big hospital is Swami in Prashanthi, but whereas in Whitefield is a small general hospital, Swami. Yes, I know. big hospital in Puttaparthi, very big hospital in Bangalore.
So he told you that.
And that day, number second, he told me. Then he thought, what is he talking about? It didn't make any sense to me.
Oh my God.
Didn't make any sense.
This is November
22nd. Took 10 years for me to realize, my God, he knew everything.
This is November 22nd, 1991.
Thank you, Moni was saying.
Oh my God.
So Dr. Jeevanandam is a surgeon from Chicago, we know him well. He said, Bala, Swami has announced another hospital in Bangalore. It's going to be even bigger than this one.
He told you at that time?
No. I mean, when the hospital was inaugurated, I remember very, yes. My God, another one. Yes, Swami said. Okay, 10 years ago he told me, can you believe this? Because I thought, what is he talking about? You know, really didn't make any sense at the time on the interview day. So, but 10 years later, yes. It was really mind-boggling. What all he did.
Phenomenal.
You know, many, many things during that 6 weeks' time.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to teach so many lessons, so many ways. It's all up to us to, are we picking it up or not?
And what are your other powerful memories of that period?
Very powerful memory. Swami's compassion and the thing that we are not the doers lesson, he gave it very beautifully. But I'm the tiniest instrument, if you will, yet to answer thousands of people around me right there. And he was taking care of. It is not humanly possible. And that feeling, you know, my God, he has some power. He is getting everybody together. Everybody together doing that big job. And greatest leader ever. Not even talking about spirituality. Just an administrator to do one single-handed, delegating people without a piece of paper, no pad or pen to note down. Anything you say, what say, and Dr. President Srinivasan came to me and said, tell me, you know, he didn't even say much also, he had a big pair, tell me what all you need. Okay, you need a fridge, we'll get you. You know, all the things I needed, Jin noted down, and 2 days later I had everything. You know, so everybody was very efficient. Things I thought would not work, it would work if he wants. That's the clearest, simplest way if we can put it.
When you saw Bhagwan, yes, at the divine level operating, but at the human level also you saw him as an administrator.
I think my level of spirituality, whatever, I was looking more like a human being with some power.
Yes.
And telling people, well, you will listen. And I happen to be, so it's all by chance, he just called me, okay, I happen to be a doctor, okay, you do this, something like that. Whether he has even a plan, I didn't even realize, but my God, what a great administrator and greatest leader on earth. You know, those are the feelings which came subsequently.
As you reflect on
that. As you reflect on, yes.
Wonderful.
And the last day I was leaving from this, Swami, you have to tell me when I should come back and join. So everybody thinks that I'm going to come back and join the hospital. Dr. Safaya said, you know, whenever Swami tells you, yeah, that day, this is the place you're going to stay, this is your room, everything planned. So what to bring from there, you know, we talked so much. I go to Swami. Swami came to the hospital that day. So I asked Swami, can I ask you, so tomorrow is my flight. Can I leave Swami tomorrow? Yes. Tomorrow, what time is your flight? So you're going from where? From Chennai, Swami, back to. Yes. You go tomorrow. Chala santosham. Swami, you have to tell me when I should come back. June. That's all he said. June. 6 months later, I came in June. So again, he would ask me a few questions. I met him in Bangalore. They were opening a radiology unit there in the general hospital. So Professor Balasubramanian told me, hey, don't sit for bhajans because Swami is coming on the time here. Otherwise you will miss a chance to have a good darshan close by. So you come to the office and I will take you where Swami comes. Be seated. Okay, let's see what Swami says. And so Swami came. So I didn't sit in the bhajan area. I went to the hospital. When we were there, here my mind says, I came about 6 months back. Whether we would even remember me. Because millions of people were there. It's impossible. If at all it was me, I won't remember. Whether you would remember me, whether should I introduce again that I came and then he told me to come back in 6 months and all that. This is my mind. You know, not really mature, I could see later on. So I go near him and he told me like, maybe this is the distance. So I got up and then go and do namaskaram and then got up. The doctor then started telling him, Prema Bhattu, Dr. Balasubramanian, all of them worked so much for me, super for me. Americano Nukar. He is introducing me to a few people who are sitting, even I have the picture of that.
Oh my God.
Then he said, oh my God, he has answered my doubt, and he knows who I am, and he knows that I am not getting it yet. So he said, I know. So how are you? And all that, and bless me then also. So every time I come, I'll ask the same question. He will say, Chala Santosha, not now. So Safiya thought, Bala, maybe you don't have 100% inclination to come. Maybe that's why Swami is not allowing you. So one of the days said, you know what, I know why. See, you have never applied formally. So we have a form and passport and all the pictures and whatnot we need. Maybe Swami is expecting for you to go through proper channel. Can you fill out the application form and with the pictures and everything? And I will give it to Swami and then it will be easier. Swami say yes, then I will ask you, do you come? This was a discussion between me and Dr. Safiya. I said, no problem, sir. So I wrote the thing. I took the thing. I cut an envelope and I came for darshan to hand over to Dr. Safiya. So here I am sitting. So Dr. Safiya sits a little bit higher on there. So Swami came directly, picked up the application from me, and he left inside. I even put some pictures inside which says passport pictures cover. Little later, 1 minute later, he comes out and says passport. So he gives me the pictures with that cover. It was not a passport. It was just a passport cover. It will say passport pictures. Inside, those two pictures are there. I said, oh, maybe I'm lucky because I had that. So I gave it to Safiya. Said, very good. Swami himself took, don't worry. So afterwards, I think he calls Dr. Safiya. He says, we are not going to hire any doctor now. Something like that. So many years later, every time this thing would be gone, Swami, when should I come? I'll tell you. Children are still young. You have more responsibility. You have to take care of yourself. And all these things he'll say. So I just listen and go. But he's such a great planner for our life. You know, I just cannot thank him enough. It's absolutely no. Even one day Dr. Safiya said, sorry, I bothered you so much. Only last week Swami told me that you are having some heart problem. You need to be there for that to get fixed. And after everything is okay, then only Dr. Bala will come.
Which year was this?
This was a year or two, let me say, I can't have to come back. And one of the time when I came, so that's why I believe he was not letting you come. So I said, oh my God, is that the reason? It is very true, I used to get very irregular heartbeat. It is not like fixing just like that during the interview time. But even later, I started having. And it was only until 2008 I suffered for about 10 years with that. So Swami takes care between all the, you know, my medical problems, he takes care. That's what he said on day one. You don't worry. You take care of all the patients. I take care of your family and children, everybody. This is on day one when he called me inside. That's the time I get appointed. And he tells me all the thing. You don't worry. I will take care. So many, many times, you know, he has talked to me. One day, one of the years when I came for an interview, when I came for visiting Swami, in the veranda, I was sitting and then I had few letters in my hand. So he comes closer to me. How is that Bala? So here I'm thinking, he's asking about which Bala? It won't my mind. I had three letters, one from my wife, Padmini Bala, another one lady by name Mrs. Bala also, and third also another Bala. So here, very cleverly, I'm going to Swami. Swami, which Bala? Swami, I have three letters for you from this Bala, this Bala. He gave me a big slap. Big slap. He was telling me, Naka anni telusu. Swami ki telida. Naka anni telusu. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to detail me or any of this. No. Swami knows. So we talk about Swami. We talk how omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient and all that. But when it comes to real, when you face Him, you think that you are just a person and He is another person. So that's why He gave a big slap. And doctor, I think Isaac Tigret was there. Oh, he got you good today. Something like that, we were joking. But that cheek, I think, yeah, this cheek was having fragrance. That fragrance was there throughout the day. My little niece used to come and, this is great. This is Swami's hand, you know, touching my cheek. It was unusual. It was so beautiful, you know. Mm-hmm. So Swami has helped me in so many ways. You know, I'm just a totally an unknown person, I could say, in the organization, or I was not anybody. But why me? Only He knows. He just put me to make me realize there is some power, like Swami, whether we want it or not, whether we like it or not, whether we need it or not, there is a spirituality inside us. And that seed He has given, it's up to us to develop that seed. And has been saying along all the time, you are not just an ordinary human being. We think that we are human beings, we come to party, we get some spiritual experience. But Bhagavan has very clearly said, you are not just ordinary human beings. You are spiritual beings with human experience, not human beings with spiritual experience. You would say yes. That. So beautifully He has said so many times. And it really makes sense now, after many years. Oh my God, you know, what a great opportunity we have had. People now start wondering, what to do now? Swami is no longer there. His physical presence is not there. I can very beg His letters. What can I ask Him? So always we ask Swami, when He says something, go back, take back the news. But everybody is so kind of, especially at that time in April when this happened, 2011, we planned a very big puja for Swami. We know He's in the hospital. I was getting the report like every day, what, how He's doing. Medically I know it's almost incurable kind of state He's there, just lying down. So hard, any experts. Why can't we take Him to Mayo Clinic? Why can't we do this? So, you know, this is my mind thinking. But reading the whole thing, it's going to be almost impossible for Him to come out of this. So we were having a puja for Swami that day. And big one, and by our Chicago devotees. So at night, they call me from here. As soon as Swami passed away, this is the story, Swami left his physical body. Early morning we have a puja planned. The priest is ready. All about 200, 300 people are getting together in one hall. Next day we went to the hall. Everybody who heard about this started crying. So we have to say something. So I was given the mic, say something. Because everybody is crying. Suddenly I prayed to Swami, Swami, what happened to you? You said you will be here for many more years. Why, what am I going to say? I get a clear feeling from Swami, I have not gone anywhere. I was a lighthouse. You think the lighthouse is gone, but I look up, I am a sunlight. I was giving you things as a lighthouse only for a few sailors. I am a sunlight, I am giving the bright light to the whole world. I am not gone anywhere. I am in you, I am with you, I am always here. This is a kind of feeling I get. So I just said what I said now. And a lot of people, that goes on into everybody's mind. So I used to tell them also, like, you hold on to Swami's feet. The only prayer I have, Swami, I am holding on to your feet. Even if you kick me, please bless me that I don't lose my grip. So this is the only prayer I have, like for Swami. Over many years of, you know, talking to him, behaving the way I behaved and learning many experiences, I have no problem. And my kids are all born and brought up in USA, every day bhajans, and you know, so they are all even more devoted to Bhagavan, I see, than me. And Swami said he will take care of everything, and he has been taking care of, you know, very well, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Even little things like, what about my daughter's wedding? He said he was going to conduct his calm. Well, my daughter will point out, if you really strongly believe Swami's words, you shouldn't worry about it. He said he will take care. How we take care, no, it is not enough your business. You don't worry about that. He will take care. So that kind of strong faith and belief they have. So this is itself is Swami's grace.
That's a huge blessing.
Yeah, it is. So many things he has materialized and given.
Yeah, please tell us the stories.
No, this is one of the interviews, like I was asking, so what do you want? So many questions he asked, and finally when it came to me, and said, so what do you want? Swami, nothing, Swami. Tell me, you want something. Tell me, what do you want? Swami, I don't know what I want, Swami. Tell me what you want. So I go closer to him, thinking maybe he didn't hear probably. Swami, the problem is I do not know what I should want, or I do not know what I want, Swami. Weak answer. Weak answer, that's what he was saying. You should know what you want. Life is a challenge. You should meet it. You know, one by one by one by all his lines about you should. You should have confidence. If you have confidence, that's self-confidence. So that time it struck me, the confidence that the big self is within us, and that's what is operating. If I have confidence in that God is here, that's the lesson he was teaching. Confidence. And so then he goes, smiles, and then puts this. I mean, yes, once it was, I was in Bangalore, about sixth row or something, because I was sitting in the first row. Some VIP came from Ceylon, I think. So as soon as he came, we were all pushed back. I was in the fifth or sixth row. So all the VIPs were filling that first four rows. This is in, not in Kulwantad, in Ramesh Hall in Whitefield. So Swami was coming in, and very close by all the VIPs were sitting. He told somebody to move. He comes directly to me, and then he did this. So he thought, he was going to give me vibhuti. So I go like this. Like this is exactly my position. And there was one Krishna Venkatraman who used to go with Swami behind him. So he took the handkerchief ready. There's another young gentleman was having a piece of paper ready for me to. So all this, you know, look at that. If you're taking a video, this is all. You stop that. Swami looks at both of them. Then he asks me, show me.
He
materialized there a ring with the three stones. And then he said, put it. Then he looks at both of them. Like, you know, very, very like a triumphant look Swami gives. So very mischievous. And I cannot forget that moment. So he has blessed me profusely. I stopped asking why me, because maybe he wants to use me in certain fashion, that's his business. So I really had so much of grace from Bhagavan. So I'm feel so glad that I'm able to even share this. Many, many things have happened in between. So Bhagavan's
amazing. And so by his divine design, he ensured, he gave you that opportunity to be part of the hospital in its initial stage, but after that he wanted you to be back in the US, and for reasons which you are perhaps now realizing more and more.
That's true. Why keep coming? And the last, maybe I should mention about this one. 2009, February, March, I was here. So I was working in the hospital too. There were some issues about the biopsies. Certain biopsies had to be sent to Hyderabad. I came, looked at the whole thing, and then I said, we are spending too much money just to send this one to a lab. And more I was concerned about the report timing. For example, they would do biopsy of stomach. The report will come about 10-15 days later, stomach cancer. It was a stomach cancer. I'll ask, did anybody know? The physician who did this is already in States or whichever place he came, he did. And he, before he left, he never seen the report. So it takes so much time, because taking the biopsy sample and sending it to somewhere and there. I'm not criticizing anybody, but the whole system like that can be improved. So we kind of, I was given a chance, opportunity to go to Bangalore, and I talked to the pathologist. We got all the things to be done for making a diagnosis of these biopsies. So it helped, and then we set up whole thing instead of going to Hyderabad. It all can be done. You won't believe, Swami, in March, I was sitting, that's the last day I was leaving, March 13th, I feel. So I was sitting in the veranda. Usually doctors don't sit because I'm leaving. So they said, okay, we have a blessing and then go. I had many pictures in my hand. This was 2009, March. And Swami, then he went inside to Bhajan Hall, inside the mandir there. So a minute later, the boy who pushes Swami's cart, he came out and said, Swami wants you, sir. So I go and stand near him, go inside. And within a minute he came, he sat in the entry room, just him and me. First he looked at all the pictures, so beautifully, who is this, nice, like a family talk. The second thing, I asked him about my kids, and he said he will take care of everybody and the wedding and all. Don't worry, you bring your son here. I know, I will see him. Don't worry about your daughter, I will take care. So after he said all that, I asked, this is one wish from me, many Chicago devotees always say they don't get a good chance like I get every time I go. Swami talks to you or take your letters and all that. But we never have an opportunity to go closer to Swami. This something was in my mind. I think maybe I asked that, Swami prompted me to. So I asked Swami, many Chicago devotees want to come and see you, Swami. Is it possible? Why not? You bring them June, July. So Swami, March, June, July, now or next year. Can bring next year, but better this year. Bring him this year itself. Because next year again more people will come. After that, next year become very difficult.
He told that.
He says afterwards it become very difficult. I never realized that. It was only later. Oh my God, he said that. 2011 he was not there. So he knows. So at that time, when I asked about Chicago devotees, bring any number. Any number is okay, but bring them this year itself, June, July. So we went back and asked Swami. Swami, many people come, all the accommodations and all that to be arranged. Can I write to, I mentioned somebody's name, to so and so Swami. Exactly said, you don't write to anybody, you write to me. That's exactly what he mentioned. So yes, Swami, so I started corresponding regularly to Bhagavan, and how many people are there coming, how many, so totally we are about 400 people.
400?
400.
From Chicago.
Beautiful accommodation, everybody helped us so well. We were talking for next 3 months about the discipline and prashanti, how we should all behave. Everybody prepared well, their skit or the thing we're performing and everything in case Swami says, okay, Chicago, go to, we should be ready, you know, that's my thought. So, it was a most hard work part of our devotees to show their devotion, and it was so beautiful. And Swami wasn't even well at the time. Swami will go inside and come out, he was not wailing. For about a week, we were not even sure whether our time 1 week. But he would come, he would ask me, how many people? Did everybody come? Everybody would not have come at the time. Almost everybody, yes, I know. It's three more to come. He will say and then go. So every day we thought he was going to let us, so we'll ask the person who's in charge whether we could do our skit and everything, or play to Bhagavan. They said, it's already 3 months you're prepared, but we need 6 months of preparation before we can say okay for you to do a stage show in front of Bhagavan. So I said, however, they said, if Bhagavan asks you to do that, it is up to him and you, sir. On July 4th morning, we get a call and said, they were saying, Swami wants us to sing the morning bhajan. So we led the bhajan instead of college boys that day. It was the first time, and they were all saying, oh my God, they are letting you to sing. Usually, it's only college boys, never, you know. And Swami, it was, we were all so thrilled, like we could sing in front of him. So after that, for a few days, there people started leaving, because our turn, our 1 week period is over. The last day they were all leaving, still there were about 70-80 of us waiting for Swami. And that afternoon Swami comes and he says, bring everybody.
Okay.
So he goes already inside the mandir, and we were all thinking Swami is sitting here. We were all running through and trying to get to collect everybody. I didn't know, because our group is over that day, so we are not sitting all together also. Everybody overstays, so I had to call everybody. Finally, they all came running. When we all entered in the room, not the way Swami goes, like the other hall, right there Swami is sitting. Now, it was such a beautiful interview we all had. Whoever was present that day, he gave Pada Namaskar to everybody, he talked to everyone, he materialized, many things, and almost about an hour, he spent so much time with us, and when he came out, almost ready for Aarti. So he came out within, that song was over and Aarti was there, and when he was going inside to the car, he called me, already they took pictures in a group, take. So, such a beautiful loving, and he tells people there, today I feel better because of Chicago devotees.
So,
their devotion makes me feel better today. So this is the you know, we were so touched by that. You know, somebody said, this is what Swami was telling when you were leaving. And so he is there. He is always there for the... So, but this time when I come here, I look at the hospital, I look at the whole thing. I met Professor G. V. also. It is, Swami is still here. He hasn't left anybody anywhere. Swami is always in our mind inside. And may not be visible physically for everyone, but there are so many miracles happening. So this big assurance that he is there, he will take care, and we should stick to him. And it's the greatest teaching in my life. And I learned so much, I'm going to learn more. And it is great to be in the company of Bhagavans. And so we are doing our own little service for thinking we are doing for Swami, actually we are doing for ourselves.
Can't even imagine how life would have been if he would not have brought us to this world.
Absolutely. Even this little conversation we are having, I think he has planned already. You know. So he knows when to get me. I never ever thought that we are going to be talking today about my experience. And nothing prepared, and I just came whatever. And that's his way. And yes. So beautiful.
And that's why I think it was straight from the heart. And that's why it was so enlightening. It's amazing. I don't feel like ending this conversation. Because there is so much that you can share.
We can talk about Swami. Like, you know, I've been given great opportunities to speak about Swami, his experience, about devotion, what all he said about like bhajan singing, so many things we can talk. So I'm using all that he said and I'm going around. But it's a little thing I'm doing, but so much to do for Bhagavan. Yes.
Thank you so much, sir.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. It's really an honor for us to have you in the studios, and I know you have to leave, so I can't keep you long, but really thank Bhagavan for having made this possible, that you could come, and even within this 1 hour of meeting that you had with sir and Bhagavan, at least arranged that we could at least capture some part of your moments with Bhagavan, and especially this part of your involvement in Bhagavan's hospital. And really we hope that we'll meet again and you come to the studio again and share more about this Sai Bhagavatam with all
Sai
of
Ram.
Us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sai Ram.
The 90th year of Bhagwan Baba's divine advent is here. What are you planning to offer at his lotus feet? How about a gift wrapped in red? If you wish to partner with the Sai Healthcare to save a precious life, please take the time to donate blood at the Sri Satya Sai Super Specialty Hospital. Whenever you are visiting Puttaparthi, the blood bank is open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Every single day, patients undergo life-saving procedures here, and a pint of blood can make all the difference. Let's build a favorable blood inventory. If you're a healthy adult, please donate. For more information, please visit PSG.SSSIHMS.org.in. Blood, it's in you to give. Please donate. Sai Ram.
कृपावंत हो प्रभु गुण ग्राहक सिद्धि गणी